Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us at the At Home Show. If you're noticing something slightly different, Mark VandenBosch is on a family vacation, so I'm filling in for him this afternoon. I am Tony Hoover. I am the marketing manager at Zeeland Lumber, and I have the joy of being joined by two lovely ladies. We have Alexis and Emily from the Home Builders Association of Grand Rapids. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Who else could we have? We're going to talk a little bit about the Parade of Homes that's going on in Greater Grand Rapids. We have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. The first people to call in with a question can get that pair. One of the two pairs. So let's just go ahead and jump into it. Can you give a little bit of a history of the Home Builders Association in Grand Rapids, even starting with what HBA stands for?
Yeah, the HBA stands for the Home Builders Association, and we started out in 1945 with 18 builders. They wanted to come together and create the trade association that supports their industry, and so that's kind of how we came about. And we now have about 500 member companies.
Oh, wow.
Who are a part of our organization, and it ranges from builders, remodelers, to suppliers like Zeeland, anything that supports the home or wants to do business with those types of companies. So
awesome.
We offer education, events. Parade of Homes is our biggest thing that we're known for. So
right on. Yep. So you brought up the Parade of Homes. What is the Parade of Homes for someone like me? It's kind of a layman to the area and layman to the building industry in a lot of ways. Can you describe the Parade of Homes?
The Parade of Homes is the best way to go and check out home building and meet with builders, talk with the contractors, people who kind of put it all together. Especially in this market with limited inventory that we've seen in the Grand Rapids area, it's a great way for people who have not thought about building in the past,
right,
who now are considering it, to really explore that and to understand the process, to meet a few builders, see if there's someone that they would really click with. So it's a really nice opportunity. It's unique that way.
Awesome. Now, how do I get involved in the Parade of Homes? Do I buy tickets? How does that work?
Yeah, you have to buy tickets to tour the homes. You can buy them either on our website, which is mygrhome.com, or at our sponsor location, Option One Credit Union in the Grand Rapids area. And then you just take that ticket and you can go to every single house. So there's 65
wow.
new homes to see, 3 remodels to see this weekend. Those are only open today and tomorrow, 1 to 9 p.m. And it's great just to explore and get some ideas, even if you just want to pull some interior design ideas for mm-hmm. your home. If you're not in the market right now for a home, maybe in a couple years, it's good to start getting some ideas and getting an idea of maybe floor plan that you like, elements that you would want to incorporate in your home. So
right on. Now, over the years, I'm sure there have been changes in home decor. I remember my grandparents' home had teal.
Yeah.
And other such colors. I mean, what trends are you seeing in 2013, and what can people look for?
And I'm not sure, Alexis, what you've seen, but I've seen a lot of white and,
white.
You know, the
absolutely.
Carrara marble, kind of more the traditional classic style, but done in a modern way, and some really nice tiling and backsplash. Lots of really cool new products out there. You know, solid surfaces that
right.
maybe are even better than granite, which who knew
better
we'd
than
say
granite?
That. But
seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, maybe a little bit more affordable, but just as durable. So it's really neat to see all those kind of played out in these beautiful homes.
Right.
Absolutely. And something that I'm also seeing is there's a lot of classic mixed with contemporary. And
okay.
it's a really cool way that the builders are taking something that's so so traditional, that feels so much like home, and giving it this modern spin, like Emily said, with the whites and the bright light colors.
Sure.
And there's a lot of real vibrancy out there. It's really neat to see.
How cool is that? So the homes, are they all new construction? Are we talking about condos, multifamily? What's involved here?
They're all new construction, and they've never been lived in, which is great. So this
really?
Is the first glance, the first look at these homes. The remodeled homes, obviously, mm-hmm. are, you know, a transformation, and people do live there. But they're open this weekend, and it's great to kind of see the before and after. The one home we checked out last night, which was on our VIP night, was amazing. P.A. DeHaan, out in Caledonia area on the lake. It's unrecognizable from the first pictures. So
really?
You never know it was the same home. It was pretty incredible. So
awesome. Yeah. Very cool. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you give us a call, 392-1450. Again, that's 392-1450. $14.50. We have a couple pairs of tickets to the Parade of Homes, which ends on Sunday?
Saturday. Saturday at 9 p.m.
Time is running out.
It is.
How awesome is that? Now, what's the address to find out more information online?
MyGRHome.com.
Right on. So, what else can you tell me about the Parade of Homes? I mean, I'll admit, I am considering building my first home in the next couple months. I know, right? So exciting. I'm almost an adult at 30. So, you know, for me as a maybe first-time home builder, what can I expect? Like, who can I talk to? What are the things I need to be looking for?
Absolutely. One of the best ways to utilize the Parade of Homes is really to go out and see the different styles that these builders build and the different types of homes that they build, and to find the style that maybe fits you or something similar to what you're looking for, size, shape, basement, no basement, two-story, ranch style, whatever. And these builders are showcasing their best work. So it's really a great opportunity to get out and get a feel for the different types of building that these builders do.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And is it all in Greater Grand Rapids? How far is the footprint for this?
Yeah, it stretches really our whole area territory for greater or for our HBA chapter. So Kent County, Ionia, Montcalm, you know, kind of reaches out that way. We do have homes towards the lakeshore here, kind of Hudsonville, Jenison, Granville, lots to see.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, we were talking outside, the three of us, just about, you know, the change in the market that's been going on. Can you speak a little bit about maybe not just buying new homes, but about like what's going on as far as if you're looking to buy?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen great increases year to year on housing starts. That's kind of what the first step is in the new construction, the pulling the permits. From this quarter, first quarter this year compared to first quarter last year, we've had over a 20% increase. So that's a really great number.
Wow.
And from 2011 to 2012, if you look at the whole year, starts were up from 11 to 12, 40-something percent, 46% actually. So we've had some big increases from what we call, quote-unquote, the bottom of the housing market.
Right.
That's, you know, becoming ancient history, which is nice. You know, it's great to see the market kind of regain some strength. And like I said, with low inventory, it's been the perfect market this spring for new construction, and builders are busy. We've seen a lot more or an increase in spec homes, which, you know, used to be a four-letter word a few years ago, but it's really great to see them be put to work. So
awesome. Now again, I'll admit my ignorance in the subject, but can you define a spec home for me?
So that's speculative home. It's something that they just will build for sale without a buyer ahead of time. So
gotcha. Very, very cool. Again, we're joined by Emily and Alexis from the Grand Rapids Home Builders Association. Again, thank you, ladies. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 392-1450 or online whtc.com. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other events that the HBA puts on aside from the Parade of Homes?
Absolutely. Well, the Parade of Homes is, of course, our biggest event and our biggest public event. The other really big public event that we do that is really geared towards consumers is, of course, the Fall Parade, which tends to be a little bit smaller than the Spring Parade of Homes, but it's also definitely a wonderful time to go out and check out what the builders are doing. It's essentially the same as the spring, just in the fall. So we're getting ready for that coming up here in October, October 4 through 19. And otherwise, different events that we do with our membership, we're doing some great things with them, with the White Caps and just some other educational activities and things like that to get them involved as well. So,
Very cool.
The best consumer ones are definitely our Parade of Homes.
Very nice. Now, the Fall Parade of Homes, is going to be the same kind of builders, the same thing, or just like different?
It's a Parade of Homes, so it's roughly the same thing. The builders are definitely some tend to go in the spring, some tend to go in the fall.
Right.
But overall, they are any builder is welcome to be in the Parade of Homes. Sometimes we see a difference in it. Sometimes we've got builders that have homes in both, and it usually centers around the Grand Rapids area for us, anyways. But we have had entries that kind of come out here to the lakeshore even, and sometimes some of them stay close to home. So it's a pretty open book as far as that goes.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the Grand Rapids Home Builders Association. This is the At Home Show with Tony Hoover for once. Thanks. Good afternoon. You're listening to the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC and online at whtc.com. www.thedoublewhtc.com. This is Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch today. I am joined by some of the ladies from the Grand Rapids Home Builders Association. We have a little East meets West today on the show. Emily and Alexis, they're talking a little bit about the Parade of Homes. And our man behind the board, Red, had a couple questions about some specific homes. If you want to talk about them, I believe the first lucky number is number 64. And if you want to find out more about the home, you can visit online at, I always mess it up,
mygrhome.com.
Awesome. So so can you describe number 64 for us?
Yeah. One thing I'll mention, too, is that we've noticed that there's a lot of diverse architectural design with the spring parade.
Really?
So, you know, you have the really traditional to the real modern, which is really kind of exciting to see. And even not just one of those homes, there's a number of modern or more contemporary design homes, which is really cool. 64 is one of them. Actually, Mosaic Builders built that home.
Yes.
This is a new development, which is also great. You know, we're starting to see new plats being put in, you know, new roads going into new developments, which obviously the last couple years we've had not a lot of increase in that kind of development. So this is in Balsam Waters.
Okay.
It's near Ada. Kind of north or Forest Hills area, if you're familiar with that school district, very popular school district. And it's just beautiful. This home is done to the nines. It has big, bright windows, you know, looking out over some a pond, some water. It's a green-built Michigan home, which means it's high in energy efficiency. It's been rated a certain level of green and energy efficiency. So it's really neat to see. It's got really interesting, unique design.
Wow.
It might not be your style, but you have to go check it out anyway, just to see the uniqueness. So.
I love it. Now, you brought up an interesting point, Emily, the whole green building. I mean, that's a pretty big hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of the homes now in this year's Parade of Homes, the spring Parade of Homes, have some sort of green or energy saving initiatives?
Well, the nice thing is, you know, our builders are operating under new energy codes and new requirements. So really the standard has become much more energy efficient. And we've seen our National Association did a survey recently actually about new homes and the maintenance and costs for living in a new home compared to an existing home.
Interesting.
And people can actually afford to buy more with a new home because maintenance costs like energy efficiency or your energy and utilities are much lower with a new home compared to any other home. So that's been kind of interesting. But, you know, you see a lot of the on-demand water heaters, you know, those specific products, a lot of Energy Star appliances. A lot of that is just kind of the basics, the building blocks for our energy code that exists now. So builders generally do that on those levels. So
very cool. Very cool. If you have a question about the Parade of Homes for either one of the ladies, you can reach us at 392-1450. And we do have two pairs of tickets to the Grand Rapids Parade of Homes, which ends tomorrow. That's crazy. I can't believe it's already done. There is another home that Red would like a little more information about, and I think our listeners would too, and that is number 52 listed on the website.
Yes. If you go to mygrhome.com, you can pull up the full details. But this is a condo built by David Woods Builders. It's in the Rockford area. Again, a newer starting or first stages of development condo. It's all detached condos, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And you would not drive in and think it's a condo development. Every home is pretty unique that's already in there now. And this home is beautiful. It's really nice finished carpentry work in there. A great layout. You know, this is a fantastic option for maybe an empty nester. You know, it has kind of the zero step throughout the home. Nice accessibility. So, yeah, it's a really neat home to go see. It's been popular in the Rockford area.
I just got a note from Red, and he told me, very matter-of-factly, that if we don't have any listeners call in, he will be taking the tickets for himself. And it's you can reach us at 392-1450, 395-1450. Sorry for the wrong number, 395-1450, and that's why I'm a substitute and Mark's the permanent host. And Red, you'll have to fight me for the tickets. But anyway, so during the last break, we talked a little bit about the nonprofit involvement. You know, I think it's important to really touch on that, whether it's Grand Rapids or Holland, you know, the Parade of Homes really is a community event. So can you talk a little bit about the nonprofit world side of the Parade of Homes?
Absolutely. as you go through our parade of homes, you'll notice that there's always a smiling face at every one of our parade home entrances that'll validate your ticket for you, give you a guidebook if you need one, answer any questions that you might have on the parade in general. And we partner with these 501c3 nonprofit organizations to help us do that. They will take your ticket, they will welcome you to the home, and they will give you a guidebook if you need one. And they do this in a partnership with us, and then once the Parade of Homes is over, we give a donation back to them as a portion of the ticket sales. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And as we're seeing the Parade of Homes grow, we've exceeded numbers for last year, we've exceeded numbers this year. We're looking for additional nonprofits to help us staff these homes. So if you're a 501c3 nonprofit that's interested in sitting in a beautiful home for a couple of weekends, in return for a donation back to your group, you can call us directly. My name is Alexis, and you can reach me at our office, 616-281-2021. Really, our only criteria is that it's a 501c3 nonprofit because we do issue that donation back.
Oh, how cool is that? Now, Alexis, can you give that phone number to reach you if you're a 501c3 nonprofit again?
Absolutely. It's 616-281-2021.
Awesome. Very cool. And it looks like we have one call come in, and that is from Wayne. Wayne, congratulations. You did win a pair of tickets to the Grand Rapids Parade of Homes. I appreciate the claps, Red. Thank you so much. You can pick that up anytime this weekend at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. That's at 146 East Washington in beautiful downtown Zeeland. Wayne, the tickets will be waiting for you when you get there. Awesome. So we've covered the nonprofits. We've covered kind of the business side with the increases in parade homes from this year to last year. I guess I have kind of a sensitive question, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask it. My thought process with the parade of homes is these homes are out of the price range for just about everybody. These are the best of the best. Is that truth or is that a myth?
That is a myth.
There you go.
So the parade offers a whole variety of different price ranges to go see. So if you're a first-time home buyer, there's a number of, $150,000 or less homes to go see. And plus, it goes all the way up to a million-plus homes that I just will always just dream about. Never actually, that won't actually come to fruition for me. But it's beautiful, and these homes are just amazing to go see. And the nice thing is you can just pull elements,
sure,
maybe a layout that they incorporated that you'd like to, if you're remodeling your home, incorporate that into your own home. So even if you're going into the homes that may exceed your budget, like
right,
they do mine, there's things that you can still glean from those and, ideas that you can still pull over. So
awesome. So you can really pick and choose what you want in your dream home or the home you're going to buy next year.
Exactly, yeah.
Very cool. We're going to take one more break. This is the At Home Show, 1450 WHDC, and online at WHDC.com. Good afternoon. This is the last segment of the At Home Show on 1450 WHDC, and you can find us online at WHDC.com. I'm Tony Hoover, filling in for Mark Vandenbosch today, and I am joined by two of my favorite people in Greater Grand Rapids, Alexis and Emily from the Home Build Association of Greater Grand Rapids. And we only have a few minutes left, but there is one last part we want to talk about the 2013 Parade of Homes of Grand Rapids. And that is thank you. Those are the awards that are given out for select homes. And could you guys just give us a little bit of an overview on that?
You bet. After the first weekend concluded, we had a team of judges, industry experts from our area, go out and view the homes with their ballots and all their criteria for selecting the best interior elements, best curb appeal, best floor plan, and best kitchen of all the parade homes. So we are announcing the winners today for the Awards of Excellence. And actually, those listening, this is the first you'll hear of it. So we have a lot of different winners, but there's winners for every price range too.
Wow.
So it's not just awarding, the million-dollar homes. It's every price range has winners. And there's just some really great standout builders on here. The Snelling Builders home number 56 in Rockford area, won their whole category or all four awards in their price range.
Oh, my gosh.
As did Insignia Homes, with their two homes in East Grand Rapids. So it's really exciting to kind of go out once you see this list of winners, go and revisit maybe some of those homes and see, that's why they selected this home for the best floor plan, et cetera. So, and you still have a chance to kind of cast your vote and have a voice We are doing the People's Choice Award.
Okay.
Again, that continues this year. If you text your favorite home number to the short code, which is 82570, don't worry, you won't have to remember that. It's in every home.
Okay, good.
So watch for the little sign, maybe set up in the kitchen, et cetera. And then you just text which home number is your favorite to that number, and
gotcha.
That casts your vote for our People's Choice Award, which will be announced probably end of day Saturday. So
how cool is that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're in the 21st century with the Parade of Homes. How cool is that? We still have a pair of tickets to the Grand Rapids Parade of Homes. You can win by calling in to 395-1450. That's 395-1450. And we are running a little short on time. I could probably talk to you guys all day. But, I mean, what is the real takeaway for someone that might be looking to buy or build a home by visiting the Parade of Homes?
I think what our main thing we always want to communicate to homeowners, potential home buyers, is that the HBA is a great place to start. Whether you are thinking down the road in a mm-hmm. year or two that you might do a remodel or you might build, or you just want more information about, you know, how to improve your home and the value of your home, the HBA has tons of contractors who can help you. Credible local suppliers like Zealand who are members, who are dedicated to the association. And it's a great way to start. The HBA is a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. and it's really a big part of our community. So we would love to see homeowners utilize us as a resource. You know, we even have resources if you get into a tough spot with a contractor,
really?
Maybe who's not a member of the association or whatnot. Reach out to the association, and we can kind of walk you through how to resolve that, get to a resolution at the, you know, lowest cost, least painful route, you
right.
know, because it does happen. People, you know, run into some issues or whatnot, but we are there as a resource. So just remember that the HBA is a great place to start. You know, there's local chapters all across the state. There's Heidi, call Heidi in the Lakeshore
yes.
area here, or if you're in the Grand Rapids area, call our office. Go online, find our contact information, mygrhome.com. And I will repeat, too, that we are still looking for more 501c3 nonprofit
yes.
organizations. So if you missed the segment from earlier,
mm-hmm.
For our parade, as it continues to grow,
yes.
we will need to build our database of volunteers. And if you are interested in more info on that, you can also just contact us through our website, mygrhome.com. So we'd love to add you to our list.
Very cool. Now, and Alexis, you're the resident events guru, and we only have a minute left, but what do we have looking forward to besides the Parade Homes the rest of the summer and into fall?
We just are looking forward to continuing to see the market expand. The fall Parade of Homes really is kind of what's coming up next
right.
on our docket, but then even moving into 2014, we've got some great education opportunities out there for the industry with our Housing and Construction Summit, and then 2014 is also a renewal year for our builder's licenses.
Oh, wow.
And so we'll be hosting continuing ed courses pretty frequently throughout the rest of the year and then into 2014. So
awesome.
We've got some great things going on, and always feel free to visit our website, mygrhome.com, and check out our events calendar, and it'll all be on there.
Awesome. Well, ladies, we're running low on time. I just want to thank you both for coming on. I really appreciate the
thank
time.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I wouldn't spend my afternoon with anyone else. Again, this is the At Home Show. Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch. WHTC.com. Find us online at WHTC. I just did that twice. WHTC.com, 1450 AM. Thanks.